A few thunder showers, still a possibility with partial sunshine here today. High temperatures well into the 80s, even topping 90 in some backyards. Overnight, 68. Maybe a storm this evening. Bright sun well into the 90s tomorrow. It stays sunny, hot, humid through the weekend. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Woolenhouse.
Right now, 69.
Celebrating more than a half century of service to the community, Dezeen Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture of Washington, featuring a large selection of in-stock carpet, vinyl, luxury vinyl, laminate, and ceramic, residential and commercial. For quality and prices, it pays to check with Dezeen's before you buy. Celebrating 53 years in business, Dezeen Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture on the Square in Washington. Find them online at DezeenFloors.com.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Blake Cripps. The Kansas City, Kansas Police Department and the family of a slain detective have thanked the community for the support they've received since the fatal shooting last month. Detective Brad Lancaster was shot near the Kansas Speedway May 9th. Lancaster died hours later at a hospital. Curtis Ayers of Tonganoxie faces charges in Missouri and Kansas in connection to the shooting, including a capital murder count in Kansas. Hundreds of first responders, friends, and family attended Lancaster's May 14th funeral. And Kansas has done a relatively weak job of making sure low-income students have nutritious food when school's out during the summer. But schools, nonprofits, and government agencies are making progress. Advocates expect to have 162 sponsors providing breakfast, lunch, or snacks at 575 sites this summer, an increase from 138 sponsors and 484 sites last summer. Mid-America Network News.
The Home Depot is pouring more into paint, more washability, more stain-blocking magic, and more savings on Trusted Bare Ultra Interior Paint, now at a new lower price, just $28.98 a gallon. Inside or out, Bare Ultra goes on easily. And because it's Bare, you know the job's going to turn out looking great and stay that way. Bare Ultra for a limited time at a new lower price, just $28.98 a gallon. Only at The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, valid through July 31st.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $22.99. Or for higher mileage vehicles, upgrade to Castrol GTX high mileage and a MicroGuard filter for $23.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A Kansas judge has ruled that a woman accused in her 7-year-old stepson's death is mentally fit to stand trial for murder. Separately, Wyandotte County District Attorney Jerome Gorman confirmed Monday that remains found on a Kansas City, Kansas property that the family was renting belonged to the boy. Michael Jones and his wife Heather are charged with murder in the death of Michael Jones's son. They're both jailed on multi-million dollar bonds. Wyandotte County District Judge Michael Grosko last week found Heather Jones competent to stand trial in the killing. Police investigating a disturbance last November found juvenile remains in a livestock area on the property. Authorities have not publicly confirmed media reports that the child's remains were fed to pigs. And the family of a Wichita boy who drowned after trying to cross a rain-swollen creek last month will be laid to rest this week. Devin Cooley's service of memorial will be held on Thursday at 1:30 p.m. The public is invited. Mid-America Network News.
The State Bank in Axtell is synonymous with quality and integrity in the banking business. Financing for your home, for your farm, or your small business. Contact the loan officers if you need money. Or if you're putting money away for something special. Or just saving for a rainy day. Visit with the professionals at the State Bank of Axtell. They're federally insured. Member FDIC, the State Bank of Axtell.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Nebraska's corrections director says two inmates escaped from a Lincoln prison because staff members failed to follow multiple written procedures. Corrections director Scott Frank said yesterday the Lincoln Correctional Center employees did not have shift supervisors present when the inmate workers were moved, didn't seek managerial approval before placing inmates on a work roster, didn't conduct an informal hourly headcount, and didn't properly supervise laundry carts. Nebraska is on pace to collect less tax revenue than expected in the current fiscal year. A Department of Revenue report released yesterday says the state has received about $3.89 billion as of May 31st, which is nearly 2% below the state's certified forecast for the year. The current fiscal year ends on June 30th. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website, www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Technology is supposed to be easy, but what happens when you have printer problems, home network issues, or you get a virus? Check out Blue Valley Telecommunications' new solution, Blue Pro. With our support package, you have access to 24/7 technical support for all your connected electronics. Plus, you get antivirus and anti-theft protection, password keepers, and parental controls. All the technology help you need to make your life easy for only $14.99. For more information, call us today at 877-876-1228.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday conducted mostly routine business. Complete County Commissioners minutes are posted on our website at KeyNDYRadio.com. Marshall County Commissioners have requested the minutes not be released until Friday, so they will be available late the week of the meeting or the Monday following. Highway construction projects and bids were approved across Kansas, including 20 miles of milling and overlay on Highway K-9 from the Washington County line east to US 77, then east and north to the Marysville city limits. The $2.6 million project went to Hall Brothers Construction of Marysville. Road work is planned on US 36 just east of Belleville into Washington County to the K-22 intersection for a section 17.6 miles. The bid for $2.7 million went to Shears Construction of Hutchinson. Two blocks of grading and surface work are planned in Washington on K-9 from Parallel to 3rd Street. The project at just over $1 million went to Bryant & Bryant of Halstead. Marshall County Partnership for Growth, KNDY Radio, and the Marysville Advocate are hosting a state and local candidate forum in Blue Rapids Sunday afternoon, July 17th, prior to the Marshall County Fair Parade. Any candidates interested in participating are asked to contact Ellen Barber with the Marshall County Partnership for Growth at 785-207-7598. A representative with the National Park Service was recently in Marysville evaluating the condition of the Pony Express barn, indicating the barn was in sturdy condition. There were improvements needed. A major concern was the remodeling, which was done some years ago, replacing the mortar with concrete-based product.
The materials are not expensive. Lime mortar is pretty cheap. It's all labor. And we're looking at various ways that we might be able to help them accomplish that. In the Park Service, we use a lot of, we call them cooperators, and they're universities and nonprofits who work with us at a reduced fee And then we hold field schools where we can actually train students and interested volunteers in how to do the work under the supervision of some experts. So we're looking for ways that we can accomplish it relatively inexpensively, but get the work done well. My program, Vanishing Treasures, is going to coordinate with the National Trails Program. They're going to take the lead in this because they're the ones who are directly connected with the Pony Express station, but we will be available to assist.
Randy Skyle with the National Park Service was a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. Verla J. Lindeen, age 81, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the First Baptist Church, Marysville, burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Verla Lindeen. Richard J. Moraski, Sr., age 83, of Kansas City, passed away Wednesday. He's the father of Peter Moraski of Marysville. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Visitation Catholic Church in Kansas City, Missouri. Wake service is planned Tuesday at 4, visitation 4:30 until 6. Muehlbach Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Richard Moraski, Sr. Beth A. Sulomeyer, age 60, of Blue Springs, passed away June 5th. Memorial service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice. Interment, the Evergreen Home Cemetery, Beatrice. Visitation Tuesday, 8 until 5. And after 8 a.m. Wednesday at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Beth Sue Lohmeyer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Swiss steak, baby bakers, wheat bread, peas, and pineapple birthday cake. Tomorrow, meatloaf, cheesy hash browns, green beans, and 5-cup salad. KNDY News Time is 7:16.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Widespread severe storms yesterday and last night once again from North and South Dakota, Nebraska, Colorado, south toward Texas. Reports of large hail, damaging winds, heavy rain, and some isolated tornadoes once again today. The possibility for severe storms across sections of Iowa, eastern Nebraska, Kansas, into parts of Missouri, extending into sections of Wisconsin, southern Minnesota, and Illinois. Folks in that proximity here today should be on guard around Chicago, south into the eastern Corn Belt tomorrow, and the High Plains. Across Montana, North Dakota, folks should be prepared for the potential for some locally strong thunderstorms. From the Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhaus.
Average high temperature mid-June, 84, record high on this date, 107 in 1953. The average low, 63, record low, 44 in 1985. Sunset this evening at 8:50, sunrise in the morning, 5:56. 72 degrees, a calm wind, barometer at 29.79 inches, relative humidity yet up there at 89%. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 14th of June. It's Flag Day. KNDY News Time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The Cavaliers stay alive. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. The Cleveland Cavaliers needed a special performance in Game 5 in order to fend off elimination in the NBA Finals, and they received it from their two top players. Kyrie Irving and LeBron James became the first teammates to each top 40 points in the same NBA Finals game as they propelled the Cavs to a 112-97 victory over the Golden State Warriors, forcing a Game 6 back in Cleveland. After the game, James spoke to ABC's Doris Burke about his point guard's performance.
That was special. That will go down in the all-time greatest performances in finals history by my point guard. He was spectacular tonight.
The Cavaliers will look to avoid elimination once again in Game 6, where the Warriors defeated Cleveland last year to win the championship. Off the field, the Eagles and defensive lineman Fletcher Cox have agreed to a 6-year deal worth $103 million and $63 million guaranteed, which is the highest guarantee for a non-quarterback in NFL history. Other NFL news, former NBA point guard Nate Robinson had a tryout with the Seattle Seahawks yesterday. The 5'9", 32-year-old has been playing basketball in Israel, but is interested in pursuing an NFL career. On the diamond, the Chicago White Sox were down 7-0 to the Detroit Tigers after just 2.5 innings of play, as starter James Shields was roughed up again in his second start with Chicago. The White Sox managed to climb their way back into the game, trailing only 9-7, heading into the bottom of the ninth, and scored 2 runs to tie the game. The game went into extra innings, and in the bottom of the 12th, the White Sox took their first lead of the game.
And the 2-2 to Adam Eaton, swinging a bouncy ball up the middle. Sox win! It took a long time to the 12th, and Eaton cashes in with a single. He's running the bases. They're trying to tackle him. Body slam at shortstop. There he goes.
Ed Farmer with the call on WLS. Adam Eaton, the hero in the White Sox improbable 10-9 victory over the Tigers. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A crop progress and condition report came out late on Monday from USDA shows that virtually all the corn has now been planted, and 96% of the nation's corn now emerged versus 90% a week ago. The average of 5 years, 94%. Nebraska, 99%. Kansas, the number, 96%. Corn condition, no change from last week. Still 75% good to excellent nationwide. Last year at this time, the number was 73%. In Nebraska, 79% of the corn good to excellent. Kansas at 70%. Some other states, Illinois, 75% good to excellent. Indiana, 73%. And the Iowa number is at 80%. Soybean planting continues to make progress this week at 92% versus 83% a week ago. The average time of the year at 87%. Nebraska 97% complete. Kansas at 75%. Soybeans emerge 79% nationwide versus 65% a week ago. The five-year average is 72%. Kansas 40%. Nebraska the number 84%. Soybean condition, 74% good to excellent nationwide. Last week, the number was 72%. Last year, we were at 67% good to excellent. And in the sorghum planting, 76% now nationwide versus 58% a week ago. The average this time of the year is 75%. In Kansas, the number is 63%. Nebraska just about wrapped up at 98%. Headed out 14% of the nation's sorghum as of this week, 1% in southern Kansas. And the sorghum condition, first week for that, 73% good to excellent. Last year, this time, we were at 67% good to excellent. Kansas, the number 74%. Nebraska, the number is 85%. And in the winter wheat harvest, it is now 11% complete nationwide. Kansas, 5% complete. Texas, 35%. Oklahoma at 34%. 61% wheat still in good to excellent condition. You can find more at AgView.net with this Ag Business Update. Powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Harvest Update, Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, the USDA's crop progress report issued Monday afternoon shows that the United States wheat harvest is 11% complete as of last Sunday. That is in comparison to 18% complete on the five-year average. In Kansas, only 5% of the hard red winter wheat crop has been harvested versus 15% on the five-year average. And in Oklahoma, 34% of the crop has been harvested as of Sunday, and that is against 52% on the five-year average. Nancy Eberts and her custom crew are busy catching up in Oklahoma.
We are in Bison, Oklahoma. We actually sent one machine up toward Pratt, Kansas, but we have been going strong for the last few days. It's just in this 90-degree heat and wind, it's perfect harvest weather. So far, so good. We can't complain. I mean, staying in the high 50s, 60s, it's running anywhere from 30 to 50. It just depends on the ground and the variety of wheat like it always does. I don't know that it's exceptional. I think it's average.
Nancy said she and her crew figured to be finished in the Bison, Oklahoma area sometime today and would head back up to the Pratt, Kansas area. Back in Kansas, Randy Ackerman is the manager of the Mead Co-op Elevator and Supply in Mead. He reports that outfit has taken in about 75,000 bushels across its three locations so far. And there were some showers over the weekend, and test weights, he says, have been excellent, averaging 61 to 61.5 pounds per bushel. Says the Inglewood location has been ranging 12.2 to 12.6% protein. He says the Mead location is reporting at 11.6%. Harvest updates, Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Look, you can't go a week without hearing how the Ford F-150 is way ahead, leaving every other truck choking on its gravel. And when it comes to safety, the truck that leads the pack is the high-strength, military-grade, aluminum alloy body Ford F-150. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both of the most important safety awards in America. First, it earned the government's highest overall safety rating, 5 stars, for all sides and all cab configurations. And now, F-150's earned the IIHS top safety pick on Super Cab and Super Crew with optional forward collision warning. The competition? Yeah, right. Just don't ask for both safety awards, because that ain't happening, pal. Let's review. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both awards. Once again, raising the stakes for what a truck should be. This is the safest Ford F-150 ever, and every other truck is history.
Government 5-star safety ratings are part of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's new car assessment program. Tests include driver and passenger front side and side barrier pole tests.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which is, as we all know, agriculture. There's a big hay show coming up. More about that after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful, hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to MaxArmstrongBook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's MaxArmstrongBook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, MaxArmstrongBook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, MaxArmstrongBook.com.
The two-day Hay Extravaganza, the Hay and Forage Expo, is coming to Boone, Iowa, June 22nd and 23rd. Sponsored by Penton Agriculture's Wallace's Farmer. The farmer and Wisconsin agriculturalist, Hay and Forage provides the industry's best update for the latest hay and forage technology, with a comprehensive exhibit area and working field demonstrations that will be conducted throughout the show each day. Matt Youngman is the show director.
You know, when we're trying to have a hay and forage expo, you would think about dairy farmers, you'd think about equine, you'd think about cow-calf producers, you know, any sort of forages that need to be produced. You know, we have a small square bale accumulators for the equine market, you know, big squares, big rounds, all those kind of things in the baling demonstrations. But it kind of runs the gamut from dairy through to equine to cow-calf that all of this equipment has its application for each one of those folks.
Youngman says the show really is a time saver when it comes to scouting out all of the different types of equipment and processes available. Otherwise, you could run yourself to death.
You would, and you know, that's kind of the beauty. That place, really, that exhibit field empties when those field demonstrations start, because I don't know of very many places that you can go. If you're in the market to buy, let's say, a mower conditioner, there are very few places you can go and watch 15 or 20 mower conditioners run side by side, one after the other, in the exact same conditions. And so it's a pretty tremendous buying opportunity, or, you know, shopping opportunity, and compare, because you may not have necessarily have a you know, a Vermeer dealer nearby or a Kuhn dealer nearby or anything like that. But you really want to take a look at what that equipment can do, you know, a Krohn dealer nearby. But, you know, you've heard that maybe they've got a piece of equipment that would be good for you. This is a chance to go and actually see it run.
It's really interesting, kind of mind-boggling to see how the size of these machines have changed over the years.
Yeah, you know, as a kind of a corn and soybean guy, to see these big machines run, you know, the we're not going to run choppers, but there will be choppers there on display. And, you know, you're talking about some of these are approaching 1,000 horsepower. They are massive machines, and they're very impressive to see run. And you know, even 45 feet of hay cut in one pass with three mounted sickle mowers or disc mowers is really, really an impressive sight to see. You know, just as impressive as seeing combines run at Husker Harvest Days.
And you can see it all at Hay and Forage Expo, June 22nd and 23rd in Boone, Iowa. Back after this.
Head to Axtell Grain for all your seed, fertilizer, and chemicals. The experienced staff will help you choose a program to fit your specific needs. Axtell Grain offers Asgrow and DeKalb and carries retail chemicals at very competitive prices. With Axtell Grain's experience, quality products, and the best up-to-date equipment, Axtell Grain is the only answer to a successful season.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunshine 72 this morning in Marysville. Shower activity pushing across the Midwest. Activity in south central Kansas, mostly staying south of I-70. Activity in the northeast corner of Nebraska, staying north of I-80. That leaves us high and dry here in the middle. Our better chance for shower activity late this afternoon.
Night and day to get the crop in. You worry about the weather. You worry about prices. You have repairs to deal with at the worst possible times. It's a lot of work and a lot of worry. But when it's all said and done, you wouldn't trade places with anyone. Making things grow is in your blood. It's in ours, too. We're a community ag bank. Citizens State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Beatrice Homestead Days are here once again, and Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center wants you to join everyone for the talent show, car show, foam party, and so much more. It all starts June 16th, so come out and have some fun. From all of us here at Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center. Blue Valley Door Company invites you and your family to Homestead Days in Beatrice from June 16th through the 18th. Come have fun with us from Blue Valley Door Company in Beatrice. We service and install all styles of doors and openers, seamless guttering as well, for farm, industrial, and residential doors and openers.
This is your sports report from Mid-America Network News. Whit Merrifield hit his first career homer. Edinson Volquez tossed seven innings of a two-hit ball. And the Kansas City Royals beat Cleveland 2-1 last night to end a five-game skid against the Indians. Alcides Escobar also drove in a run for the Royals, who have won three in a row after an eight-game losing streak. They also won their seventh consecutive game at Kauffman Stadium. Volquez walked the bases loaded in the first inning before settling down, allowing only a double to Jason Kipnis and a single to Lonnie Chisenhall. Volquez hit a batter with a pitch, and he worked around an error, but ultimately kept the Indians from pushing across. Oklahoma State and Wichita State have announced a home-and-home basketball series between the two schools. The game announced yesterday include OSU playing at Wichita State on December 17th and Wichita State coming to Stillwater on December 9th, 2017. I'm Stephanie Austin.
At Kansas Ethanol and Lyons, we're making more than just ethanol. With our co-product, Distiller's Grain, we're making the first 100% Distiller's Grain range cube. It won't crumble and can be fed on the ground without high wastage or wind losses. With calving season here, our Distiller's Grain calf creep tubs are easy. Throw up three panels with a small calf opening and you're done. Calf creep pellets are available too. So call Kansas Ethanol today for pricing. Kansas Ethanol, Lyons, Kansas, 620-257-2300.
Over-the-road drivers at exit 46, I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, sits MJ's Truck Repair with 18 service bays, 11 mechanics, specializing in Cummins, Cat, Detroit, Mercedes, Volvo, and Mack, as well as any trailer you pull, and a parts and service department open 6 days a week. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas, is the largest over-the-road specialist between Wichita and Salina. 800-835-0069. MJ's Truck Repair, 800-835-0069.
Kyrie Irving and LeBron James each poured in 41 points, the first time teammates have scored at least 40 in an NBA Finals game. The Cleveland Cavaliers staved off elimination by beating Golden State 112-97 to cut the Warriors' lead to 3-2 in the NBA Championship. Klay Thompson led the Warriors with 37, but scored only 12 in the second half. Steph Curry added 25. The Warriors missed suspended All-Star swingman Draymond Green. Game 6 is Thursday in Cleveland. In Major League Baseball, the Washington Nationals beat the Chicago Cubs 4-1 in a matchup of the NL division leaders. Looks like the Phillies totally shut out the Blue Jays 7-0, and the Reds just squeaked by the Braves 9-8. The White Sox beat the Tigers 10-9. And it was the Diamondbacks over the Dodgers 3-2, the Twins over the Angels 9-4, and the Athletics pounded the Rangers 14-5. I'm Stephanie Austin.
We have an opening at Key and DY for a part-time office manager, primarily focusing on accounts receivable, order entry, affidavits, customer service, and related responsibilities. Hours are flexible and would start at 3 to 5 hours per week, with additional opportunities available. Candidates should have bookkeeping or basic accounting experience. You should be self-motivated, energetic, cooperative with clients and coworkers, and be a problem solver. Send your resume and references to Key and DY at 937 Jayhawk Road in Marysville, or online email keyandy@bluevalley.net. We're also hiring full-time for a sales representative and sports broadcaster. Both sales and play-by-play experience are prerequisites. Seeking a team player that's ready and willing to join us, experience with football and basketball necessary, as well as sales experience. Production capabilities are a plus. If you are or know of a radio broadcaster who may be interested, please contact us for particulars, 562-2361.